Some ongoing studies with our colleagues in the medical branches of NATO have in fact shown that the use of nanoparticulate matter in a scatter arrangement can be used to incur what looks to be broad-scale epidemiological stroke epidemics. You may not necessarily incur a stroke, but you're going to begin to disrupt the network properties of the brain, and as a result, engage something more of a long wars effect through the use of these types of matters, where you now begin to influence the population in increasingly concentric circles of expansion.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're not going to want to miss this conversation with Dr. Lee Vliet and attorney Todd Callender. What you're looking at on my screen right now is a reminder of the CDC-issued Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse, the propaganda and 42-page graphic novel that was released just over a decade ago. And the clip you just heard is a sample of what exists. The science behind a potential apocalypse, zombie or not. And by the way, if you think all of this is much ado about nothing, listen to this, the zombie apocalypse clause written into an Amazon agreement.
Good morning, I'm Mary Louise Kelly with word that when the zombie apocalypse arrives, Amazon's terms of service will no longer apply. Amazon just released free software for game developers, and deep in the fine print of the terms and conditions, it says that certain provisions can be ignored in the case of, quote, a widespread viral infection that causes human corpses to reanimate and seem to consume living human flesh. See, there's an upside to everything.
Yeah, it's just one big joke, right? Think again. Before we start this important broadcast, just a quick word about one of our important sponsors.
$33 trillion in debt facing $2 trillion annual deficits. We're in so much debt, we're driving up deficits so fast, we are devaluing American money so rapidly that in America today, you can't even bribe Democrat senators with cash alone.
Gates goes on to joke that one of these Democrat senators received gold bars in alleged bribes. Gold bars, friends, the money of kings. Look, noble gold will help you survive the storm that is at our door. And now, this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. When you invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments, you get harbor from the storm. Now, always do your own due diligence before making any investment decision because there are no guarantees in life. But do not settle for financial uncertainty. Build a foundation to your portfolio with precious metals in physical form from Noble Gold Investments, which has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. So why wait? Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. Think about this opportunity and then call 877-646-5347 and tell them SGT Report sent you. NobleGoldInvestments.com is the gold company I trust. Give them a call today. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for click and play. It's wonderful to have you back, guys. You know, the forces aligned against we the people are many and awesome in their power, but more awesome in his power is the Heavenly Father. I think he's got our backs, guys. And let me just say, before I introduce my guests, forget 5G. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the phones themselves. The cell phone safety studies, well, they don't even exist. And how about that FEMA event from last Wednesday? Do you think it affected no one? Well, we might have some information that suggests pockets of testing were done. We'll talk about that with Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet. Guys, welcome back.
Hey,
thank you,
happy
Sean.
To be here.
Always a pleasure to have you guys back. So the zombie apocalypse was averted on Wednesday, but maybe not for everybody. We'll talk about that in just 1 second, but I want to do a screen share and just level set for the audience. We talk a lot about 5G being a weapon system, but let's talk about the fact that cell phones themselves are weapons systems. By the way, did you hear that the new iPhone 15 titanium is heating up to 122 plus degrees in some cases and literally is too hot to touch? Consumer complaints are all over the internet. These phones are weapon systems. And guys, if you think any safety studies were ever done, think again.
So today we're going to hit on a very important topic about cell phone safety and AirPods safety. Both of those go hand in hand because they're both pinging the same microwave radiation the entire time when in use. But what's interesting is let's talk about how they're tested to show that they are safe. So this is the test that they use. Basically what they do is they take a plastic dummy, they fill it with water, and they take a cell phone that's turned on and they place it next to the plastic dummy with water, and they show that there have been no side effects. Interesting test, right? That's kind of what I thought as well, too. What's also interesting about the telecommunication companies who are producing these devices is that they can actually not be sued for any damages, even if they do cause harm.
You know, I had no idea that that was the case. Just like these vaccine immunity. Companies, Todd, they have immunity if your cell phone gives you brain cancer? Is that true?
It's not insurable. It's also not insurable. So if you were to look in all of the every insurance policy that has to do with medical or liability, it's exempted. Lloyd's of London led the charge on that. And it is not an insurable risk. You can't cover it because they know, they absolutely know that it causes the harm. Again, the scientists give laboratory animals diabetes by exposing them to EMF radiation. They caused them to have diabetes doing this. And by the way, all of those studies historically that were relied upon to get through the FCC process were only relating to the heat. They had nothing to do with the actual EMF signals
exactly
that were going inside
right.
of people's cells. It had nothing to do with the real damage, the same kind of damage Dr. Flea talks about, ionizing and non-ionizing. It was simply a heat measurement. It's absolutely absurd. It's like how many apples can one grow on an orange tree? They're two different things entirely.
You're absolutely right, Todd. It is staggering to think that the only thing that they addressed in the cell phone studies was the thermal effect, when the actual damage from electromagnetic radiation comes in many other ways, and that is a non-ionizing radiation. I've actually had doctors tell me, well, non-ionizing radiation or electromagnetic radio waves, microwaves don't cause damage. Well, excuse me, how does a microwave oven
exactly
cook food?
Exactly,
of course,
right.
It's not just the heat effect, it's changing the cellular structure of proteins and everything in the food. And electromagnetic radiation causes inflammation, blood clotting, and dysregulation, vascular damage, and immune disruption, cellular oxidative stress, and interference with the cellular electrolyte channels like the calcium channel.
Absolutely.
So it interferes with all of those that have nothing to do with heat. And those discussions of those effects go back. You can see that in 1917 medical reports after the telegraph was put in.
Oh, doctor. And on top of that, when you add into that these artifacts in the blood called lipid nanoparticles, produce super good results. In fact, I sent you a clip from Professor James Giordano from, he was one of the DC universities. I can't remember which one. But if you play that clip, he talks about people effectively that got the shots and then they're exposed to EMF radiation and what it does to their brains.
That's what I've been teaching medically, Todd. You and I have been talking about the combined COVID shot damage augmented and intensified by electromagnetic radiation. I have treated patients with that combination. And I know that that's what the science shows. It's been showing it for at least 60 years.
That's right.
And we're seeing it in the vaccinated patients. If they get exposed to a very intense EMF field, as some of our military people have, on top of getting the shot, they can have devastating neurologic effects and other physical effects.
It
can cause acute chest pain, like a heart attack.
Well, guys, I want to also add something. Hang on, Sean, really quickly. You at the entrance, you said that we might have averted a zombie apocalypse. I beg to differ. You know, all you have to do is look to Congress. Look at the guy sitting in the White House. Tell me those aren't zombies.
Well, that's the point Jeff Prather made in my conversation with him yesterday.
He's right.
There's zombies all over this country. No, but let's talk about what happened on Wednesday with that FEMA EBS, because it strikes me that that entire topic was very useful to the powers that ought not be, because those of us that were sounding the alarm, You know, we can be made to look a little foolish when we even mention the possibility of a zombie apocalypse based on a frequency coming from these people, right? It sounds nuts. We warn our friends, neighbors, and colleagues, then nothing happens, and then they point at us and call us conspiracy theorists when the science is clear. That's number one. Number two,
right.
What's to stop these people from doing testing in pockets? So, Todd,
yes.
Before I hit record, Todd said to me that there was a spike in strokes on Wednesday.
That's
before
right.
I play this clip you just mentioned about strokes and brain bleeds triggered with 5G tech and smart dust that's already in your body, friends, tell me about that data. Was there truly a spike in strokes on Wednesday, the same day they did that FEMA broadcast?
And so the answer is, yeah, it's a statistical impossibility that it wasn't related to that, because at the very same time that was happening in our local population, three people suffered strokes at the same time from that very same period of time, that short period of time. And by the way, the other part to bear in mind is in this particular instance, those of us that left the audio on, those of us that measured these things, I'm not one of them. You know, you got the audio signal for a little while, but the test went on for at least 30 minutes, if not hours. So what stops them from transmitting the signals anytime they damn well please to is the problem that I've got. That's my concern. And by the way, doctor, if they did send a variety of signals and release, for sake of argument, pathogens, what is the incubation period of those pathogens?
Well,
how,
can
when
I ask
would
one question?
We actually know?
Let me ask one question before Doc responds. The other thing that strikes me, because when I had the TV on, there was a scrolling ticker that said right there at, 1:22 Central Time, this is a FEMA broadcast emergency alert. It will go on for 30 minutes. There was a signal that I heard, but it was very, very brief. And then it returned essentially to the broadcast that was already on. Okay, let's say it was The View, because that's my favorite show. Just kidding. And so they returned to the normal television show. And that seemed to just about be it. I didn't hear any other signals. But what's to stop these people from broadcasting a frequency we can't hear? You know, like a dog can hear things we can't hear. How do we know that they weren't broadcasting a frequency that could potentially be nefarious that we didn't even hear? Human beings couldn't pick it up.
Well, one of our team members that is in the group that Todd started actually did detailed testing and confirmed spike and pulsed frequencies. The other thing, let me just point out, the standard emergency broadcast testing that has gone on most of my adult life occurs for about a minute. Never in my lifetime have we had one that went on for at least 40 minutes based on the testing that several people in our group did with EMF meters. Colonel Marecki did an excellent video showing what was happening with three different cell phones. My colleagues, a retired military master sergeant in Arizona, did his testing, and then Dr. Ralph Grams did his testing that he reported to all of us, Todd, and he had actual times of the pulsed frequency, higher frequency.
That's right.
That was released. Now, added to that, we had other reasons that we needed to shut down some of the communications in my offices and my residence property. And the Wi-Fi was disconnected from power. What was shocking to me was that this very reliable, good quality Eero mesh Wi-Fi system that was put in place and working fine, the electronics were damaged by whatever took place on Wednesday. And I literally was dead in the water. I had no communication. The internet, the modem for the cable internet had to be reset by the company because it was affected in some way and they weren't getting a signal. The company, Cox Cable, was actually able to remotely get that working and reset.
Remotely.
Remotely. Yes, remotely.
Okay.
So they were able to get into the cable modem remotely and get a healthy signal back after the test. And then we never could get the totally working Wi-Fi system on Tuesday. We could not get that operating. I literally had to replace all of the wow. Wi-Fi router and extenders that were covering about 7,000 square feet of space.
Let me ask you this, doctor. Maybe it's a simple question or a simple answer, and I'm just too dense to figure it out. Okay, given that they could remotely turn your stuff on and off, given that they damaged all your equipment, given that you would have heard this signal for all of 10 seconds, what exactly is the point of the emergency broadcasting system going on for 30 minutes or more? You only heard 10 seconds. What is the rest of that?
There is no point for it going on 30 minutes as far as I'm concerned. In
other
fact,
than to damage your stuff.
Well, the testing. Can I make one clarification? So when I just mentioned a second ago that perhaps they were testing in pockets, what's to stop them?
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of 5G. I mean, this yes. FEMA broadcast event could have been taking place in parallel unity with a 5G test in pockets. And the reason I bring that up is because mm-hmm. of the video Todd recommended we play. I'm going to play that in just 1 second. Nanoparticulate matter already in our bodies, 5G, and novel neuroweapons. For those who don't think this stuff exists, think again. Sadly, it does. Listen to this.
Moreover, you heard earlier about the idea of nanoparticulate matter that can be utilized in a weaponizable way. And here, too, we're looking very, very strongly at what nanoparticulate matter can do to the nervous system. Some ongoing studies with our colleagues in the medical branches of NATO have, in fact, shown that the use of nanoparticulate matter in a scatter arrangement can be used to incur what looks to be broad-scale epidemiological stroke epidemics. So what we're able to do here is infiltrate the brain space with nanoparticulate matter that aggregates in situ, on site in the brain. And there's one of two things. Either penetrates from the vascular space, gets in through the bloodstream, gets in through the nose, through the mucosa, or infiltrates the vascular space and clogs it. What is the result? What's called a nanoparticulate stroke or a hemorrhagic diathesis, fancy word, for it's a predisposition to individuals having brain bleeds. Demonstrated? Oh, absolutely. We're able to show animal models of same, and the Italian group has done a fair amount of work demonstrating that nanoparticulate matter can be highly disruptive, not only of brain vascularity, but brain function. You may not necessarily incur a stroke, but you're going to begin to disrupt the network properties of the brain, and as a result, engage something more of a long wars effect through the use of these types of matters, where you now begin to influence the population in increasingly concentric circles of expansion.
Okay, that's so interesting. You've all probably seen the video. You've probably seen the video of the insects circling a cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay, here's
yeah.
the thing, guys. Here's what's so disturbing about that clip. And Todd, help us flesh this out. But that man is describing a weapons system. And the good-hearted yes. Americans that might be listening are thinking, well, maybe they're using that technology against our adversaries. These are weapons of war to be used. No, the war is on the home front. The war is on the domestic
right.
home battlefield. And you, dear listener, are the enemy of these people. Not necessarily this man specifically. Who's this guy talking, Todd?
Well, he also happens to be Professor James Giordano. He's a University of George Washington professor, and he happens to be one of our government's favorite experts on everything. In fact, he also appears in U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command of yeah. Chemical Biological Center, Aberdeen Proving Grounds. And he's the guy that was part of the authoring of cyborg soldiers, super soldiers. And what would they do when you tell them? How are they going to react when you tell them this?
Right,
so he's so. And it's not just this. I mean, he is Mr. Nanotechnology. What kind of bothers me, Sean, he seems like a nice, affable guy. And he's telling everybody about all this kind of stuff. It shows how much he's doing this for a living, that he's perfectly comfortable about causing hemorrhagic brain malfunctions without the slightest bit of concern showing. Oh, yeah, we can do this.
No, thanks for correcting me. I think he's a Pentagon merc. That was sort of my sense when I was watching
yeah.
this. I'm like, this guy's a mercenary for the Pentagon, but I'd heard you say
yes.
he was a professor. So I just, you know.
Well, he is, but are those
well,
mutually
right.
exclusive?
Just like so many of those professors are in the pocket of the deep state.
Yes.
Was
course.
He at Georgetown or George Washington?
I think it actually is George Washington. Let me double check. But he's
no, I'm just curious.
Guy.
I want to look it up.
It's Georgetown. James Giordano. Georgetown University, Washington,
okay.
D.C. And he's well known. I mean, and he is a DARPA guy. So to your point, Sean, is he a merc or is he a scientist or is he a professor? All of the above, you know? And like I said, he seems like a really affable guy. I've seen lots of videos of him. But he talks so matter-of-factly about these bioweapons like it's, you know, it's an everyday thing. And for him, it probably is an everyday thing. This is just normal.
Now, let me just clarify. So You saw a spike in strokes on Wednesday, and we'll see how that vets out over time. Perhaps there will be more data.
Yeah, hospital increases, as we understand it, people are measuring that now. But hospital visits at that time, yeah.
But to be clear about the clip we just played, nanoparticulate matter already in our bodies, smart dust, and novel neuroweapons. You know, the title of that video suggested 5G was a component of this. I didn't hear him mention 5G, but that is a component to trigger this, right? And cause, he just said cause, you know, pockets of strokes.
Yes.
Or a tsunami of strokes.
That's what he said.
And to change behavior of people, to change the behavior of people. Again, Operation Crimson Mist, Rwanda.
That's right.
Think about it, friends.
That's right. And look, anybody who says, you know, this zombie apocalypse is like at any given moment, any given second of any given day, like that, they can do it. They've already done it, right? We don't have to question. They already have the technology. They've already demonstrated the technology. Just as you said, Crimson Mist in Rwanda. This is not science fiction. This is science. They have the ability to do this any given moment of any given day.
And they do view we the people as the enemy. I'll play a clip from Hillary the Witch herself in just one second, who says we all need to be deprogrammed. If we put America first, Doc, we need to be deprogrammed because we put America first.
Well, and the FBI has already labeled us all domestic terrorists.
So these weapon systems have been unleashed domestically and can, and I believe are being used against the American people. Hey, by the way, look what happened in Maui. A little thing called a directed energy weapon appears to be behind that depopulation of Lahaina. By the way, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people still missing, and officialdom won't talk about it. The mainstream media has already abandoned Maui. They won't talk about it.
And what's happened to the children that were missing? You hear nothing about that.
Yeah, I know. And some of the evidence suggests they may have been trafficked out. By the way, I did get an email or a text, I forget which, from somebody who listens to the show who said the easiest way to vet that out is to figure out which bus drivers were on duty. You know, they vet these bus drivers to some degree. Which bus drivers were on duty that day? Go interview the bus drivers and find out. Were they replaced that day or did they actually pick up children? If they picked them up, where did they take them? You know, there's so many unanswered questions about Maui, and we really need to get to the bottom of this if we want to have a chance to take back this republic.
Beautiful idea. Why? It's a really good point. Why wouldn't we track that down? Why would? I mean, it's not that big. There can't be that many bus drivers. That's a really good point.
Meanwhile, we've got a pedophile president. Okay. That's according to his daughter, who was afraid to take a shower when he was in the house. His own son calls him Pedo Peter. And so why would this man have a dog that bites? Evidently, this dog has bitten 10 people or at least 10 different incidents at the White House. And now it turns out that creepy, sleepy Pedo Joe is a dog abuser, an animal abuser. He kicks his dog as rumors of animal abuse swirl. I could show you the video, but the thing is this. Do y'all realize that serial killers, well, they're always animal abusers first. Jeffrey Dahmer. That seems to be a theme among serial killers. And so Pedo Joe, who I believe is a serial pedophile, is also an animal abuser. Does that come as any surprise to either of you? It doesn't surprise me a bit.
No, Sean, that's often where in childhood it starts, is exercising control over vulnerable animals and abusing them.
Yeah.
That's part of the pathology.
Well, he is such an absolute scumbag, and all these people have left is gaslighting the American people. So, of course, Hillary, the witch herself, says this about the people who put America first.
And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. But
a formal deprogramming of the cult members, says the woman who in the WikiLeaks emails is tied to Marina Abramovic and spirit cooking. She loves to sacrifice a chicken in the backyard to Moloch. So let's talk a little bit about the cult that is Donald Trump, she says. By the way, no credibility. The man has no credibility, says the witch, who Todd, could you remind us who was behind the Russiagate PP dossier? I'm forgetting.
Oh, Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And by the way, you might remember just before the election with Trump, she was talking about sending us all to camps. Anybody that thought Donald Trump was useful, you got to go to a re-education camp.
Well, you know, one of the things that we did very effectively in the Twitter teams in 2015 was mocking Hillary for calling all of us deplorables. So many of us changed our name to Deplorable.
Yeah, beautiful.
I mean, she is one of the most despicable examples of a human being that I've encountered in my awareness of political issues. And truly, one who is vicious to people around her. And I watch her study the body language, the arrogance and hubris and condescension that is so evident, and telling flagrant lies that anyone can verify with just such impunity and such condescension. Yes. I don't know how, well, I know because she's clearly a very disturbed person with all of this control behavior and the desires to viciously attack large segments of the population. But how someone can look themselves in the mirror and sleep at night is beyond me, but that's because we have a normal mind and a normal conscience.
Ah, this is what I wanted to say, Doctor. If one uses the word human as an adjective, meaning somebody is being humane, that means that you're treating others with kindness, with empathy, sympathy, and things of that nature. It strikes me that these people, she comes from a class of people, they are inhumane. I don't think you can call them human. They might be people, but this kind of sociopathic people that seem to find their ways into the highest parts of politics in every country, they have no conscience. They lie to get wherever it is they need to go, and they damned any consequences to anybody else. And it strikes me that they are a special kind of person that is built for exactly that job.
Well, they're psychopaths. And, Doc, you can comment on that, but recall her cackling, right? On the world stage, cackling about going into Libya, a sovereign nation, and murdering Gaddafi.
Exactly right. That was chilling to see the video of her literally cackling about that. And, you know, Scott Peck wrote about this years ago in the 1980s in his book, The People of the Lie, The Hope for Healing Human Evil. And he talked about the extreme at the end of the narcissistic personality disorder. He talked about the malignant narcissist. And we are seeing that in a number of people, those behavioral characteristics in a number of people, Soros and Schwab and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, I mean, the list goes on.
The same.
By their behavior, the Bible says, by their fruits you shall know them. And by their behavior that they are bragging about, another one, of course, is Bill Gates, they brag about the control over others. They brag about the damage to others. They brag about the pain they cause and the disruption in people's lives. They laugh about death. All of this, these are people that have no conscience, and I would argue they have no soul. They've sold their soul to Lucifer. And they are truly chilling. Most people, normal people, will have a sense of cold chills or shudder when they listen to someone like that. That's your physiological affirmation that you are looking at evil.
Wow.
Well, that's right. And everything you just said about these people, their behaviors in public, is chilling. But imagine what they do behind closed doors.
In private.
Imagine the robes, the dark robes they wear and the dark places they go and the dark deeds they do. And there are whistleblowers that have survived satanic ritual abuse, especially in the UK, that will point to powerful people, kings and queens of Europe, participating in this type of absolutely abhorrent satanic behavior. So I think when Hillary gets busted by WikiLeaks for joking about sacrificing a chicken to Moloch in the backyard, well, there might be a little bit of truth there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. So I want to turn our attention to Donald J. Trump, the new Speaker of the House. I say that because if you want to see these people's heads light on fire, make Donald J. Trump the Speaker of the House. So Clinton says she thinks Trump will likely be the 2024 GOP nominee, but that Biden can beat him. I just want to remind everybody of the impossibility of this chart, the hockey stick chart. No, I'm not talking about Al Gore and his climate change nonsense chart from his documentary 20 years ago, where he said New York would be underwater. New York City would be underwater today because of climate change. This is what happened. An inconvenient pile of crap. This is what happened on election night. Right here, guys. It's an impossibility. Just remind people, Todd, of the impossibility of this chart, statistically speaking, as a guy who studies that stuff, as a CEO of an insurance company.
It's a statistical impossibility. For that kind of, and that's, people talk about sigma events. I mean, in terms of standard deviations being one of the normal things you would expect would be 1% one way or the other. That's multitudes of percentage points. It's a statistically impossible event, and yet it happened.
And it reminds us of what? It reminds us, or me at least, of the same chart that we saw after the rollout of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, and the mainstream media can't figure that one out either. Safest, most secure vaccine in the history of our country, just like 2020 was the safest, most secure election in American history, Todd.
Again, more lies. This is exactly what Dr. Vliet was saying, is that they have no problem telling you complete lies. They have no, there's no consequence to it, which is the scary part to me, because if we don't do something about this, if we don't rise up and hold them accountable, they'll just do it again. Right. They're getting away with it. Why wouldn't they do it again? We've already figured out that they don't mind killing people. They don't mind. In fact, they seem to enjoy it. So
I would argue that they enjoy it, Todd.
I think so, Doctor. But it's apparent because they're so full of hubris and pride in what it is they've accomplished so far. And you see Klaus Schwab standing on the stage and all the good things he's going to do to cause us, you know, dread, fear, death, harm, injury. It's shocking. And yet we stand by. How is it that we can sit here and allow it to happen? We embrace it and call them elites? Really? It's sick.
It was Jeffrey Prather who just brought this up. He reminded me of this. This happened in Sri Lanka just a year or two ago, and I remember it very well. So my question is this. What happens when we, the people, no longer believe these liars anymore? And I'm talking about in mass, Democrats, Republicans, we all come together, because this is what happened in Sri Lanka when the people no longer believed the lies of their president. They stormed the palace. They swam in the swimming pool. It was game over in a matter of minutes. And I'm wondering, how close are we to that happening in this country? Because everyone knows the Congress, the Senate, the entire apparatus is filled with pretty much nothing but liars, maybe with the exception of a handful of people.
The danger with this is that it creates a vacuum, a void, and that void gets filled by who? Well, you got the military right there. You have to be very careful that you have a backup plan. If this gets, you know, undone en masse, what exactly is going to fill that void? Who is going to fill that void? And don't forget, the powers that be, the owners of this world, their motto is ordo ab cal, order from chaos. They are trying to create chaos so they can fill that void with their plan and their people.
And that's exactly the point of the Cloward-Bivens strategy that we're watching play out on orders of magnitude worse than at any time, with flooding the border with illegals to collapse the system and create chaos. So they the new world order. Exactly right, Todd. But this has been taught at Columbia University for decades by two Marxist professors, Cloward and Piven. And when we look at the degree to which they are giving illegals $2,000 a month, that's more than many Americans who work full-time make.
And there's something new here, by the way. I'll have you know, I've seen reports, it's not just once, that the UN is out of money, and there are now people stuck in Mexico, and their benefits cards from the UN to get to the United States are no longer working. Don't have cash. I'd heard that the UN and WHO employees showed up to work not this last week, but the week before, and were told that there's no money. Sorry, we can't pay you this month. So if, in fact, that is true, we're going to have some serious chaos. And it's not just going to be in the United States. It's going to be in Mexico, too. So now you got people saying, oh, maybe we need a border after all. The guy, you know, the mayor of New York. Well, all of a sudden, if he has all those people living in hotels and they don't have any money, they don't have any resources, and they're already embedded in these places, do you really think they're going anywhere? What's going to happen? And I think all hell's about to break
all
loose.
All hell's going to break loose.
I think you're right. I found some chilling video, and I keep using that word because it really does. They give me cold chills. But there was one I saw on Twitter last night that was taken in Panama. It was Michael Yon reporting.
Yeah.
And it was just hordes, an unending horde of people. And those that are storming the borders in different countries, the hordes, you unleash that kind of chaos and there's no putting that genie back in the bottle.
I'm glad you brought up the problem with debt and the lack of money. It's all being drained on purpose. Right now, the Fed is sucking so much currency and liquidity out of this market that they're going to bring us to our knees with a depression-like event if this continues. And so do you guys remember just the other day, literally like a week ago, we surpassed $33 trillion in debt? Do you remember hearing that?
Yes, I do remember
that. Okay, you're ready for that? Was that what, a week ago? All right, this is how out of control it is. Are you ready for this? 33 trillion, right? We just passed it. 33.5 trillion. This thing has jumped about $450 billion in about a week. I watch this almost every day. It's jumping, it's moving exponentially. And these jokers refuse to do anything about it in Washington.
Well, they're doing it on purpose, Sean. It's not that they refuse to do anything about it. They are actually escalating it on purpose. It's very alarming. We just did a program on Faith Over Fear this past Tuesday night with Tori Aguila for an economic update. And he went through, if those of you that missed that program really ought to go back and look at our archives at truthforhealth.org, because he did an across the board update on all the sectors of the economy and what's happening. And one of the things that he pointed out, in addition to what you're talking about with the massive debt, and they are increasing it on purpose, but also was that the commercial real estate will collapse that's looming right now. We're at the beginning of 2008, and he is dealing with people around the country, and so is Todd, where they have billions of dollars at stake in vacant buildings commercially. The national average, Tory said, was 40% vacancy in commercial buildings. If we look around Southern Arizona, the commercial vacancy rate is well over 50%.
That is the concern. If people, you know, when they deploy their money, the analysis is really this: is it safer in the bank, or is it safer in a piece of real estate, even if I'm not getting rents for it? And what you're saying, doctor, by virtue of 50% of it, is that the market is saying it's safer to own a building with no rents wasting away than it is in the bank. The analysis is actually that simple. So if you've got those pieces of paper in your wallet, people call it cash, they're actually promissory notes, trade them for something of value while you can. While there is a sucker on the other side of that trade, make the trade.
Meanwhile,
no, you're right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to agree with that. And that was part of his point, was that we're looking at the indicators of collapse imminent across commercial real estate, residential real estate.
Yeah.
Mortgage rates are set to go up. Inflation continues to skyrocket. He presented figures that inflation is closer to, I think I'm correct, it was over 25%.
We're calculating 24%.
Okay.
In our books. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Well, and this is what something else said in terms of liquidity being sucked out, Sean. That's exactly the issue. And I don't know if you saw it, but Metropolitan Bank in England was just intervened. And why? Because they didn't have enough liquidity. So it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as people go and seek that liquidity and they can't get at it. It causes runs on banks. So that's the issue. It seems to me that this is a plan.
Well, and meanwhile, Banana Joe and his Bidenomics are destroying the country on purpose. He's all on board with United Nations Agenda 2030, which Klaus Schwab and the UN have essentially just fast-tracked and made it UN Agenda 2025. So they're coming after everything, guys. They don't want you to have energy. They don't want you to have a single-family home. They don't want you to drive a gas-powered automobile or a car of any kind. They want you on mass transit. They want you.
And they don't want you having food. You're supposed to eat insects you can't digest.
Oh, that's right.
Can we talk about that? I mean, it's critical. I just sent you something earlier today, Sean, about how it is that zoonotic diseases are popping up. There's a notice and comment published in the Federal Register. They're advertising for PhD, MD veterinarians, because they're saying, oh, by the way, Ebola is going to escape cows. And that's going to now cause harm to humans. So what we got to do is kill all the cows. The U.S. government is making something called, One Health. And it goes across, it's in the Federal Register right now. They're asking for notice and comment. People's got to show up. And if you get a chance, put it up or attach it. Now is our time to say, we don't want your One Health. They're saying that zoonotic diseases are such a threat that we now have to incorporate veterinarian medicine into public health. That's what they're saying, doctor. And by the way, we found them. Lisa McKee found them making zoonotic diseases. None of us have even heard of a pangolin 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Right there. Go ahead, doctor.
No, sorry. This is just shocking.
This is it. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to combine the USDA, the FDA, and Department of Interior into this new agency whose job is, I mean, how long ago was it to kill all the chickens? Months ago, or maybe a year ago, all the chickens.
It was a year ago they were slaughtering the chickens.
A billion of them, right? So now they've got the next pretext, the next excuse to destroy all the cows because they might pass tuberculosis. They have studies on this. It's absurd.
Why don't they stop the illegals bringing tuberculosis and Ebola and everything else into this country?
Because it's the cow's fault and because eating beef is bad and we're bad for eating beef. How dare we?
Speaking of that, I have to share with Sean and his audience this fantastic meme that was somebody created for Twitter. It's a picture of a cow. I am a cow. I eat grass. I poop in the grass and push it into the soil with my hooves. The soil gets biodiversity from the grass and my poop. It makes it grow. Grass takes CO2 out of the air. Grass puts clean oxygen back into the air. I make meat that is the most nutrient-dense food on the planet. Bill Gates can't do that.
Yeah, boy, is that the truth. And he wants to do what, chop down millions of trees and bury them in the ground?
I thought that was priceless. Whoever made that meme, bravo.
Yeah, bravo indeed.
But I hope you sent me that article, Todd, because I definitely want to read it. We've been dealing with a veterinary medicine specialist in the UK who in doing reports with us, and he is very concerned about the push of mRNA injections into the entire veterinary market, not only the food supply, but domestic pets as well, which then means animal feces get into the soil and spread the mRNA into the soil, and then food crops are grown in the soil. Dr. Roger Meacock was incredible in discussing the enormity of all of that. Those of you that haven't seen his open letter of concern, please go read it on our website.
By the way, doctor, we have already found their mRNA Ebola Marburg hemorrhagic fever shots that cause these very same kind of energy in animals, right? What are they doing? They're testing these things in animals, whether that's cows or rabbits or humanized mice. Whatever the case is, they wonder why it's zoonotic if they're actually giving them these diseases with humanized components. And that's exactly what it is we're coming to find. So they're just creating the very diseases, creating the very problem that they're going to bring their solution to, which of course is to eliminate humanity.
Well, I got one more thing to play for you guys here. And Doc, have you seen this? Do you know who Travis Kelce is? Do you follow football at all? He's a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Big superstar in the football world. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have this guy called Patrick Mahomes, who came out of nowhere. He's pretty much the top quarterback in the league now. They've got a great tight end on the team, Travis Kelce. And these guys go to the Super Bowl just about every year now. They're really good players. Anyway, Travis Kelce just made a spot for guess who? I think you're really going to like this spot. You're going to be on board with this. You'll probably want to buy the product after you see Travis Kelce pitch it, Doc. But as fate would have it, Travis Kelce is now being tied to Taylor Swift, the world's biggest pop star. They're a couple now. So the NFL is very eager to show Taylor Swift in the stands watching Travis play football. And
flying in her private plane and leaving a carbon footprint.
That's right. But imagine the propaganda being sold to all these young people who worship Taylor Swift and now think Travis Kelce is the dude, right? He's the guy. He's the man. He can be trusted. Well, he just took a bunch of money from this company to pitch this product.
Travis, did you know you can get this season's COVID-19 shot when you get your flu shot?
Two things at once. Two things at once, please. Now back to two things at once. Two things at once.
That's not two things at once. Travis, ask about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
It's a dead man walking.
It's a two for one, Doc. You can go to your doctor and get the flu shot and the new COVID-19 booster that's been tested on 8 mice. And, you know, trust Travis because he dates Taylor Swift.
And you'll probably be at high risk of death very soon if you get them both together.
Well, as Jeffrey Prather said, have these people no shame? They must know. I mean, Travis Kelce, by the way, to Aaron Rodgers' credit, he was just on a podcast that he goes on regularly, and he referred to Travis Kelce as Mr. Pfizer. And so that became a meme. So Travis Kelce has to know, but he took the money anyway, Doc. That's what's so despicable.
No, it's despicable. And this is what's happening. Doctors take the money to push the COVID shots. They're paid. Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, the document that confirmed $125 per vaccinated patient that the doctors were at. They got $125 per vaccinated patient if they succeeded in reaching the percentage vaccination goal in their practice. It is despicable, disgusting, and doctors that do that should lose their medical license.
Oh, they need to be prosecuted. You know, I was just doing the truth be told bit before you, doctor, and we had a victim, somebody who's suing in our remdesivir case, and a guy by the name of Ed, and you know what? They actually strapped him down and they starved him. They dehydrated him. They wouldn't give him water. They gave him all the drugs, including remdesivir. And by the grace of God, he survived it. But to actually imagine that the hospital staff tied him down.
That is assault, Todd.
It is. Of course it is. And this is my point. These people sold their souls. These are not people anymore. They sold their souls. Under what condition do you feel like you need to tie somebody who's sick and can't get out of bed? You got to tie them down to the bed to administer something, to administer a drug that's going to kill them. Really?
Encountered that in the hospital rescues that we were working on from 2020 forward, is that patients were restrained and then medicated with remdesivir, midazolam, fentanyl, all of it. And of course, once they were knocked out on the midazolam fentanyl cocktail, they couldn't resist.
96%, doctor. This hospital in Shasta County, California, had a 96% fatality rate. If you went in the doors, 96% of the people never came out walking. They went out the back in a hearse.
How
could that not be murder? And yet there's no consequence. So yes, we have a group of lawyers. We're going after Gilead and remdesivir for this. However, all those doctors are still around, right? They're still doing rounds in the hospitals. Until we stop this, until we hold them accountable and rid society of them, we are doomed to repeat this.
I quite agree. And until we have a military general flag officer with the courage
Cojones.
To convene a military tribunal and hold them accountable, we have no functioning courts. We have no functioning government right now.
That's right. That's exactly right. And until the people actually give a damn, until they demand it, they're just going to keep doing more of the same. Our
That's
species
exactly
is
right.
extinct by apathy is what's happening.
Well, if you guys want to see fireworks like I do, I think the time has come for Donald J. Trump to be the Speaker of the House. These people will lose their minds. And I'm not saying he's going to save this country. I'm not saying it's even savable. I'm saying he's our best shot because he wants to put America first. And Hillary says, well, anybody who thinks that's the case needs to be deprogrammed. These people will lose their
Sean,
minds.
Sean, that would be a phenomenal occurrence because there is so much power that resides in the Speaker of the House. And you don't have to be a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. But Trump, President Trump has already endorsed Jim Jordan. And it looks like that if they couldn't even get more votes to oust the McCarthy, who was clearly not doing anything constructive. I mean, he was playing both sides against the middle. How would they get enough votes to make President Trump Speaker of the House? And if he's already endorsed someone else, how possible is that to actually happen? I think it would be the thing that might give us a chance of survival, but
my understanding,
I don't see it happening.
I may have the numbers off a little bit, but I'm going off memory here. My understanding is that in order to make him Speaker, he would need, I think, 218 votes. Again, I might be off here just a bit. And there are 228 possible votes from Republicans. So he just needs to get the majority, right? He only needs 218. The point is if the Republicans circled the wagons, then that could be the case.
And when have we ever seen the Republicans circle the wagons and act in unison like the Democrats do? Not in my adult life. And we've had so many never Trumpers in the Republican Party that they've prevented us getting anything done. The Republicans control the House, Senate, and presidency and couldn't even overturn Obamacare that they all ran on and promised to do because the Rhino sold them out, Romney and McCain.
That's right. Why are they going to let this guy come in? Why are they going to let this guy come in and screw up their commercial enterprise? Right, they're criminal commercial enterprise. They're raping and pillaging. They're not going to let this guy come in and mess that up for them.
Yeah, and I may have, like I said, I had those numbers probably off a little bit. So if the Republicans control 222 seats, maybe the number is something like 208. The point is they control enough to make whoever they want Speaker of the House. They can make Todd Callender Speaker. See, that's the interesting part. The way the founders set this thing up. They could make Trump. He doesn't have to be currently serving in government.
Right.
They could actually make him the Speaker of the House. So,
but that means they've got to unite behind what's best for the country instead of what's best for their pocketbooks. And I have not seen across the board the Republican Party do that.
I'd rather be a prosecutor. I'd rather start prosecuting people. Somebody, you know, give me the job and I'll start prosecuting. Because if we don't, this is all going to happen again. In fact, we already know that, right? We're already in the middle of it. It's not going away.
Well, as we part ways, I want to thank you both so much for your time again today. And today we'll start with Todd first as we say our goodbyes. Truth be told, how do people find your show? Because I know you typically do it right before you come on my show every Friday.
Well, thank you for that. So it's a Clout Hub Vax Choice Venture. Vax Choice is really the front end of Clout Hub, and Vax Choice has been around for a long time. One of our companies that distributes information, and they put on, truth be told for me, and they put on another program for Dr. Vliet, Dr. Chambers. It's on Vax Choice's channel on Clout Hub. Please come and visit. And by the way, Sean, congratulations to you and Dr. Vliet. We had something like 1.7 million views of our symposium last week, Friday, which was Truth Be Told. It was just a five-hour Truth Be Told.
That's excellent. Yeah, thanks for bringing me and Deb Tavares on.
Such a joy.
Yeah, it's, you know, the 5G opt-out symposium. It's an idea whose time has come. The 5G opt-out idea is here. And I think the only way to truly avert a zombie apocalypse moving forward, at least in a few years, is if everybody just we got to get rid of these cell phones.
That's right.
I think people are too addicted. It's probably not going to happen. But Optogenics, 5G, these cell phones are truly the enemy, man. They just are. All right. And Dr. Leavelete, how do people follow you and support you?
www.truthforhealth.org. And come visit our brand new truthforhealthstore.com with the personally researched and selected products to improve health and resilience that are really only sold through medical practitioners. And all the profits benefit the foundation. I don't take any personal money for the sale of the products to help people. It goes back into the foundation to continue our work. And I'm on Back's Choice with Todd every Friday. People can hear me there. And we do our Faith Over Fear every Tuesday night and our Truth Project every Wednesday night to help people have hope, help, and solutions to overcome the lies and deception and assault on our lives. So join us for all of those.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys a lot. And for the audience, what we try to do for you here every other Friday with Todd and Dr. Leavelete is give you the antidote to the corporate propaganda and lies like we do at SGT Report, and to do the opposite of gaslighting. Because Hillary, Biden, Obama, that's all they have left is gaslighting. So I really do wonder how close we are to the actual peaceful revolution required to take this nation back, because people are fed up with the lies. People are so fed up with all the lies. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Todd, Doc, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Back
at you. Thank
you,
Todd.
My pleasure, Doc.
Thank you, friends. And friends, if you're still with us, please spread this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. And may God truly bless you and yours. I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That is the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. Bye-bye.
Medical murder is the number one cause of death in the United States. And in fact, it's by design. If they're all in on it together and they pass laws and then we accept those laws, we have become participants in this evil Antichrist system. And we're using the system against them to expose the evil that they created.